this ionization rate is just right, the impact of cosmic ray attenuation on the carbon cycle emission in molecular clouds, by Brandt A.L. Gutchers et al. Context: observations of carbon cycle species, C+, CO are commonly used to diagnose gas properties in the interstellar medium but are significantly sensitive to the cosmic ray ionization rate. However, chemical models commonly assume a constant cosmic ray ionization rate in the clouds. Aims: we investigate the effect of cosmic ray attenuation on the emission of carbon cycle species from molecular clouds. Methods: we use a post-processed chemical model of a simulated dense molecular cloud and quantify the variation in both column densities and velocity integrated line emission of the carbon cycle with different cosmic ray ionization rate models. Results: we find that the deviations in the column density for each of the species can be significant and complex. We showed that using a constant ionization rate derived from a mass-weighted average of a physically motivated model, Zeta_C equals 2 × 10⁻⁻⁶ s⁻⁻⁶ can well reproduce the emission of C(Si)³(P_1)⁻³(0) at 609 µm/12 CO, J=1:0 emission and the C(Si)₁.58 µm emission of the attenuated cosmic ray ionization rate model. Conclusions: we conclude by recommending the use of depth-dependent cosmic ray ionization rate in molecular clouds in multi-line observations, or a tailored constant ionization rates derived from depth-dependent parameterizations. This was this ionization rate is just right, the impact of cosmic ray attenuation on the carbon cycle emission in molecular clouds, by Brandt A.L. Gutchers et al.